Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Attempted murder charges for a Brooklyn medical student accused of shoving a 73-year-old man into a moving subway train in the Bronx. This happened around 3:30 a.m. on New Year's Day at the 161st Street Yankee Stadium stop. Police say Anthony Aleshin just came up to Jose Figueroa and shoved him with no warning or provocation. Police arrested him at the scene on a slew of charges. Figueroa's niece, Venus Falu, told CBS 2 News.
He doesn't really remember what happened.
Figueroa suffered a head injury and is expected to recover. Her thought on Aleshin?
To me, it had to be either he was drunk or having a bad day, but that's no excuse to hurt anybody.
Aleshin pled not guilty and was ordered held without bail. He's due back in court on Tuesday. Well, you had better find your mask. City health officials are urging folks to mask up thanks to an unusually bad flu season as well as increases in COVID and RSV cases. State health officials report the highest number of flu hospitalizations in a week ever, 1,000 more than the previous week. New York Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald.
The number one driver of people ending up in the hospital is the severity of the strain this year. The H3 strain is the dominant strain in what we're seeing, and this is causing more severe disease.
Well, it sure seems like there are a lot more pot shops in the city these days.
No, you're not hallucinating. The Office of Cannabis Management says the number of licensed weed shops has doubled since last year, 556 statewide, 200 of them in the city.
It's a great thing, I think.
Ajay Gibson with Nona Farms says New York State now on point after an initial rocky rollout.
All about giving the patient access and a regulated, safe market.
But Osbert Orduna, the owner of the Cannabis Place dispensary, says veterans who were supposed to be given priority have been smoked out.
Lost in application queues that have thousands and thousands of other applicants.
Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A New Jersey school district will have to pay for a bus to take a girl to a private Christian school after a decision from a state administrative law judge. The parents' attorney tells NJ.com the ruling's a victory for parents who choose education with religious education for their kids. The dispute between the family and the Parsippany Troy Hills Board centered on the distance between the school and the home. The judge sided with the family. No immediate comment from the school district. Witnesses come forward. Police say they have heard from a person who says he saw the killer of an Uber driver in the Bronx on New Year's Eve.
When the suspect, who the eyewitness says was drunk, walked out of the club and saw that his car was damaged.
You don't carry a firearm and start shooting, you know, at everybody that's going by.
But that's exactly what Fernando Mateo with the State Federation of Taxi Drivers says happened. Rideshare driver Issa Isaac was caught in the gunfire and killed.
We believe the shooter is a Dominican immigrant. We believe that he, if he hasn't fled to the Dominican Republic, he was probably very close to fleeing there.
The eyewitness, who didn't want to be identified, says he knows the shooter and that he emptied his gun. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Final respects on Staten Island coming tomorrow for a well-known New York actor and stand-up comedian. John Mulroney's wake is tomorrow, with a funeral on Monday. The Brooklyn native died at his upstate home last week at age 67. No word on the cause of death. He had a long career in stand-up and TV. Mulroney was also a well-known radio host in Albany and Poughkeepsie, later on iHeartRadio. His wake is at 2 p.m. Sunday at the Casey Funeral Home, followed by a Monday service at the Church of the Holy Family. Sharp criticism from Israel for Mayor Mamdani after he revoked a pair of outgoing Mayor Adams' executive orders on anti-Semitism. The government of Israel says the decision is anti-Semitic. Mamdani disagrees.
A new mayor has to decide whether to keep, change, or revoke the previous mayor's executive orders. Here was the goal for Mayor Mamdani.
Give my administration a clean slate.
But he says that hardly means fighting anti-Semitism is not a priority.
City government that will be relentless in its efforts to combat hate and division. And we will showcase that by fighting hate across the city, and that includes fighting the scourge of anti-Semitism.
He signaled that his way of doing it will fulfill the commitment to protecting Jews. No details on how. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Also today, word that His Honor has created the Office of Mass Engagement to expand City Hall outreach on community affairs and public engagement. And he's also appointed civil rights and elections attorney Ali Najimi to chair the Mayor's Advisory Committee on the Judiciary. And there's word when the elections, special elections will be held to fill the mayor's assembly seat and others. It's now set for next month. February 3rd ballot, voters will fill Mamdani's 36th District Assembly seat, as well as the 47th District Senate seat that was held by Brad Hoyleman Siegel. He left to become Manhattan Borough President. And the 61st Street seat, district seat vacated by Senator Sean Ryan, now mayor of Buffalo. Governor Hochul says all of the lawmakers represented their communities with distinction in Albany, and she wishes them well in their next chapters.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.